Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb this hour as we continue with Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio. Glad you could be with us. Before we get to the good, a reminder that The Athletic delivers sports stories that matter. They have full-time local writers dedicated to your teams, providing breaking news, in-depth analysis, and exclusive stories you can't find anywhere else. For example, Monday Night Football, you wanted to see the Bucs' perspective of the game. They've got a Buccaneers section. You could read about what their local writer that covers the Buccaneers had talked about, Brady's struggles in that game. And likewise, the Rams and their victory. You could do the exact same thing. They've got the national names like Lindsey Jones, Ken Rosenthal, Robert Mays, Stuart Mandel. Whether you're looking for a fantasy football edge or a long-term outlook on your NBA team, The Athletic has the sports coverage you need. Personalized and ad-free. Subscribe today. $1 a week at theathletic.com/radioweek. Once again, that's theathletic.com/radioweek. All right, Ron Culver, let's get to the good of the day.
The good of the day, well, it's not good for these 15 guys.
Okay.
But I'd say it's good for us. There were 15 people who were indicted, and they were all part of the Philly Mafia, Philly mob, if you will.
The Philly Mafia?
Yeah. And the reason why I'm putting this in the good, it's not so good for them because they're brought up on a bunch of charges, federal charges. But we got to hear all their nicknames.
Oh, that's always good.
And these are fantastic. And there's a couple of them that we kind of need some stories about.
Okay.
So, I mean, you have the normal, like, you know, there's a guy named Dominic Grande. He's a.k.a. Dom.
He's also, yeah, that's kind of basic.
He's also known as Mr. Hopkins, Mr. Brown, Dom 14. Dom 14 sounds like his Twitter handle.
These are Twitter handles.
But here we go.
What happened to Billy the Butcher?
Oh, like, no. Okay. We got that. Here's Joseph Servidio.
Yeah.
Known as Joey Electric.
All right, does he electrocute his victims? Is he just an electric personality?
I don't know. Mm. Then you have Joseph Malone. Louis Beretta. He's also known as Louis Sheep.
Louis Beretta is a better name than Louis Sheep.
Yeah, then you have Victor DeLuca, Big Vic. I think there's always a Big Vic in the Mafia,
always,
right?
A Big Vic, yeah.
And then, but my favorite is Anthony Gifoli.
Okay, I love this one.
Tony Meatballs.
That's awesome.
Now, we need a backstory on Tony Meatballs, right?
We need a exactly.
Tony Meatballs is now age 73.
73?
Yeah. So he's finally been
all right.
Been
pitched, so they, were a lot of these were a lot of these older
these
mob
are,
guys?
These are all older guys. There's one young guy, John Michael Payne, who has no aliases. He's 34 years old. He hadn't grown up enough to get aliases, but most of these guys were in their 70s and 60s.
Yeah, gotcha.
But Tony Meatballs, I kind of feel like we need to know more about.
I think so, too.
Because that's a fantastic name. I mean, I don't want it to be like, oh, well, he just likes eating meatballs all the time.
I think one of the great scenes of Goodfellas is when they went through all the mob personalities, yes, in the bar, and he explained who they were, you know, and then you give the nicknames to all of them. That was awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why we need to know more.
Is the mafia still a thing? Do you think it's still a?
I don't think it has the same.
I mean, think about some of the things that the mafia was into, right? That just, you don't need them. They're not needed for, right? Gambling. A lot of places it's legal. There's so much legalized gambling now. You don't need to go to your local mob guy. Now, I guess borrowing money that you can't get from a bank would be
like
one of them.
Loan sharking. Yeah.
But you ever watch The Sopranos?
Yes.
There was that scene where the two mob guys walk into that coffee shop, remember?
Yep.
And they're going to shake it down, protection money. Like, he's like, hey, you might break a window. And the kid behind the manager is like, they'll just get another window. He's like, man, I don't have any money for this. Like, they count everything down to the bean. And then they threaten him. They vaguely threaten him. And he goes, they'll just get somebody else, like, to run this place. Like I can, that was the telling scene because it showed the economic dynamic that was switching, right? All of these corporations were coming in that, you know, there wasn't an extra $200 a week to give to the local mob guy not to break your window. So I'm just curious. I'm not in the business of knowing whether or not they're a powerful entity or not, but
that's good.
Some of the
know.
Things that they did, you know, yeah, it's well, not, you don't need them for.
Well, some of the crimes that they're being brought up on are illegal gambling, loan sharking, drug trafficking, and extortion.
Okay. Well, there's still a couple of those things that you could still do in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, still good mafia stuff, but like to your point, extortion, is that really a thing still? with what they, you know, like, oh, we can provide you perfection. It's like, yeah, so can you know, name your security company.
Right. Exactly. So, well.
And they give us cameras.
Right. Yeah, everything's on a camera. So, yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm sure they find a way. They're just like, they're probably like any other sort of entity that just adapts with the times, find other ways to make their money.
Well, they got to, right? You have to.
Figured it out. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that we all have something that we can finally hate Patrick Mahomes about.
What?
Because we all, I mean, Patrick Mahomes.
Because he's such a likable kid.
He's, you know, by far the most dynamic player in the game right now. But there is something we can all come to a common thread about and hate on him. And that is the fact that he will put ketchup, or ketchup will be his main side dish this come Thanksgiving.
Now, I will, okay, but didn't we do this before? Did
we
he say he likes ketchup on everything?
He does, and he has admitted that he will have ketchup on his turkey and his ham.
Ah, on his ham.
Yes.
Turkey, no. Ham, definitely no.
Yeah.
But he, because even in the State Farm ad he does with Aaron Rodgers, he's pouring ketchup onto the dish he's got. And then he says, you guys want some? Like, they're even making, you know, light of his love for ketchup in the commercials he's doing.
But don't you think it's a little overboard?
Yeah, it is a little. I mean, there are condiments I like that I don't drown my food in. Because,
and I like ketchup.
Yeah.
I'll throw it, you know, I like it on a hamburger, you know, mixed with a little mustard and. And, you know, especially sometimes, you know, have ketchup with your eggs in the morning. Not too bad.
Yeah, I don't do the ketchup eggs thing, but I know a lot of people do.
Ketchup and French fries, they go together.
Yeah, they go together.
I just don't know about ketchup on a turkey.
I don't either. That's kind of, that seems awful. Like, what about, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes, how about gravy?
Yeah,
I mean, why don't you give it a shot. You might like it.
True story. My cousin, growing up, did not ever have gravy on his turkey. And we all sat there and always looked at him. I was like, man, you know, sometimes this bird comes out really dry, especially the white meat.
Yeah.
How do you choke it down? But, yeah.
And did he ever try it?
He finally came around. Like many things, he's finally came around and tried other things. And he was like, oh, yeah, this is pretty good. I think he just had in his head, like, oh, no, I don't like it. You've never tried it. Come on.
When my son was little, he didn't like mustard, ketchup, anything. None of that stuff. Yeah. Right? He didn't like any of that stuff. But he was three, right? So we get him like a McDonald's burger. We had to get it plain. You know, he's three.
Yep.
He's 19. He still hates that stuff.
Really?
Still. I told him the other day, I was like, do you ever try it? I mean, he goes, no. He goes, I'm not eating that. Still to this day, when he goes up to the fast food joint, he gets it. Burger, cheese, bun. That's it.
You got to force him into it.
I told him, I said, I thought you'd outgrow this at some point in your life. I was like, I didn't know it was going to be a lifelong hatred of condiments. It's like, reason we have it.
No condiments?
I told him, no condiments. I said, listen, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue to get spices. He would have gotten condiments in a 2020 version of a Columbus story.
What are you talking about? He was getting the spices to make condiments.
To make condiments. Right. Exactly. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, we got to throw it on to Sherwin-Williams.
The paint company?
The paint company.
Okay.
They fired a college employee because he made mixing paint look cool on TikTok. Now, here's the deal, right? This guy on TikTok, he was a college kid. He was working at a Sherwin-Williams, three-year employee. And he started just posting videos of him mixing paint.
Okay.
Of just different colors mixing paint. First of all, the dumb part is that he amassed over 1 million viewers.
Just by mixing paint?
Mixing paint.
I hate social media, man. I can't take it anymore.
I don't get it. All I can think about is like, oh, okay, you know what? You're in college. You probably have a bunch of you know, high college kids who are sitting there like, oh, man, look at that red. Get into that blue. Whoa, purple. You know, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, right. That's it.
But Sherwin-Williams fired him because, I mean, they feel that he was doing it on the company time. And that's why. He showed.
Oh, is that the reason Sherwin-Williams gave?
Yes. He proved that he paid for all the paints. And then he was doing it. You know, he paid for it himself and he was.
But he was on the clock.
But he was on the clock. So they fired him for it. Sherwin-Williams, this was your opportunity to be cool.
Okay, can I play devil's advocate on this?
Be devil's advocate.
Okay, could it possibly be the kid at a popular TikTok, right? He's becoming famous through their company. He's now related to their company. And they, as a company, the lawyers got involved and said, look, we don't sponsor this. We don't know where this who this kid is. We don't know what his beliefs are. We don't know what else he's posting. Let's not attach ourselves company-wide to a now famous internet personality.
So why?
Because it could backfire for us.
But why not just do a simple investigation and look at what else he's posting?
That's true.
You know, take
that's true.
Take
you can do that.
You can take a whole hour and just kind of say, let's look at other things that he's posted.
Right.
Turns out he's just posting paint, but, you know, maybe.
That's it. But let's say he goes down the political world, right, yeah, and he does something, or, and then everyone goes, oh, it's the Sherman Williams guy saying things that we don't like and that we object to. Maybe Sherwin Williams said, I don't know.
That's a weak poll.
I know, but lawyers are crazy. but I understand. Like, there's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to sort of really there would have been an opportunity to sit him down and say, wow, this is crazy. Let's do something now company wise. We could do that. Maybe we pay you a little extra for this. Maybe you do some videos for us. Let's take this to another level that benefits us and you. Like, you're going to benefit from the TikTok, but we can probably compensate you doing paint mixing videos for our company officially under our direction. That would have been the better way to go about doing it. Now, if I'm Bear or I'd jump on this kid and sign him up.
Hire him.
Or whatever other paint company is out there, Glidden. I'd jump all over that.
I mean, this is what the official offense was gross misconduct, which included the offenses of wasting properties and facilities and seriously embarrassing the company or its products.
Yeah, that's a loose terminology at the end there. The first part, we established that he paid for the paint.
He paid for the paint.
So that, they don't have a statement on wasting product. He popped the paint. He can do whatever he wants with it. The second part's a little slippery.
Yeah, it's just because, I mean, obviously he's not mixing the paint at home.
No.
He's mixing the paint at work.
Exactly. Now, Sherman Williams, there's a smarter way they could have done this.
And let's be honest. I mean, I've been to a paint store before. There's probably enough downtime for him where you could probably just go and mix a can real quick and film it. Because, I mean, it's TikTok. They're not that long.
That's right. They're not that long. Exactly. I agree with you. Yeah. Sherman Williams overreacted here.
Yeah. They could have. I mean, they could have capitalized on this.
Yeah. All right. On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. It is the good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up next hour, top five and bottom five. We'll also talk to Emery Hunt about the NFL as we continue along. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.